Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Garrity, and I'm so excited to be recording this week. I'm having deja vu. I feel like I say that every time, but I'm excited to record every time I record. But this one's really special to me. I feel like this is just going to be such a happy, uplifting episode, and it was so fun that it was sort of like in collaboration with many, many of you. I can't believe how many of you wrote in. And it was just really sweet going through all your responses to, I'm sure you can tell by the title, I had you guys write in things about the best version of yourself, sort of like qualities that the best version of yourself has, your higher self, if you will. You guys know I've talked about that idea of like your higher self several times in my podcast, or sort of just your future dreams in general. So there was a lot of that too. And I have to shout out first thing, Emily. Shout out Emily, one of my followers, one of my listeners. She wrote in this whole elaborate idea for this podcast episode. And I was like, you know what? That is a great idea. I love that idea. She was like, you've talked about this idea of your higher self, the best version of yourself a lot. And I just thought it could be really sweet. Like if everyone writes in and you can talk about the best version of yourself and what that sort of looks like along with everyone else's best version of themselves, their dreams, their goals, things like that. And I'm like, I love that. I absolutely will do that episode. That is such a great idea. So if you, by the way, have an episode topic, request, idea, let me know. I want to know. DM Happy Hour Podcast Instagram. Yeah, just DM on there so it doesn't get like lost in my main account, that those DMs get crazy. But yeah, if you DM my podcast Instagram, I should be able to see your requests in there. If you ever have a request, that's how I can see it. So first things first, before we jump in, you guys know I always talk about something I'm happy about the week that I'm recording. And this week, I am just happy about my life. Like, we're getting deep because I just had a birthday. So I'm very introspective. Is that the word? I'm being very reflective on my life. I'm just happy about how far I've come. I'm happy about where I'm at. And yeah, just everything up until this point of turning 25. I mean, I'm happy. I'm essentially living alone right now in life because I barely see Max. You guys know our whole situation. And I never would have pictured that for me. I never knew I would be okay with spending so much time on my own. So I'm so proud of myself. You guys know I've struggled with independence a ton in the past, in my late teens, early 20s. And yeah, I'm just like really proud of myself. Not me bragging. I'm like, you guys, I've come such a long way. But I am. And yeah, I'm just happy. I'm doing good. Brody and I make a great little team over here. And I'm so happy and grateful for him always. I feel like I've just been so like loving on him, and dogs are seriously, we don't even deserve them. They're little angels put on this earth. Like, I don't even know what I would do without him. So yeah, we're feeling deep over here and emotional, but that's good. It's all good. My happy quote is, and this is really an idea. You guys know sometimes it's sort of an idea. And this is like taking a little pivot. This is like kind of negative, but it just reminds me of, we were having sort of like a deep conversation, me and my friend last night over drinks. And she was just like, wow, like a light bulb sort of went off in my head when you just said that. She was like, what you were just saying really hit me. And so we like had a conversation about it for a while, which basically is the idea that there's like a lot of aspects to this, but just that everyone is not for you. Like, not everyone will like you. This reminds me of that quote that's like, you could be, so here's a quote for you. You could be the sweetest, juiciest peach, and still someone may just not even like peaches. So it's like, everyone is not going to be right for you that you come across in your life. I feel like people think that people you come across in your life have a relationship at any point in your life. You sort of feel like tethered to them in some way. Like, we used to be friends. Like, I have to be really nice and like keep this relationship going, romantic, platonic, whatever it is. And I just think some people are put on your path for certain purposes and are only supposed to be temporary and maybe to teach you things and make you realize you deserve better, or, you know what I mean? Just some things aren't meant to work out. And especially for you people pleasers listening, I would say I categorize myself as a people pleaser. My friend I was talking with, and I was like, you know what? We gotta start pleasing ourselves, okay? Like, we need to stop bending over backwards for other people or trying to make it work with people that have wronged you in the past. It's like, people don't really change after like 18, you know? So I'm about to say how, oh my gosh, Brody, he just literally was snoring over there. Sorry. What was I saying? Oh, I'm going to say how in this episode, I feel like some of the things I've noticed writing in, were kind of manifesting in today's episode. And I always try to take the negative out of manifesting. Like, if there's any things that say my future self or my best version of myself or my higher self does not do this, instead of doing that, you should write they do this, because I feel like it's just easier for your brain to be like, I'm a person that is really friendly and outgoing, instead of I'm not someone who avoids social situation. You know what I mean? Like, just reframing it that way. And so now I feel like I'm being negative in this moment. I'm like, focus on yourself, screw everyone else who's wrong to you ever. No, that's not what I'm saying. I just, what I'm really trying to say is I feel like as I've been reflecting my 25 years, as I grow up, I think I've gotten better at seeing people's intentions around me and sort of like if they're being genuine or not, and taking note of that and really only trying to put in time and energy and love and effort into the relationships that I think are being reciprocated and are worth my time, quite frankly. So yeah, that could be a good lesson to those of you that are people pleasers and way too nice and are sort of putting all your time and love and effort into a relationship that is like not giving you anything in return or just draining you. Like, it's not worth it, you know? And you have to look around and recognize all the people. We were saying this to me and my girlfriend, how you focus so much on, or you try to fix like bad relationships, or you focus on the negative. Like, for me, I focus on negative comments and I'm like, oh, this really hurt my feelings. When in reality, you have so many friends and family that really love you and care about you, but it's sort of just like a given and you don't take the time to appreciate it because everything's going well. Just like all my happy, positive comments, I'm sort of like, oh yeah, everyone says that they, whatever, this like positive thing, feedback that I get usually, but then you just focus on the like one negative thing or one negative relationship, when instead you should just be focusing on the positive, you know? Okay, before we get into our fun, uplifting, higher self, best version of ourself chat, I want to do a little recap. You guys know I always do a little chit chat, little recap. By the way, there's no ad this week, so you get like the whole episode is all me and you get no break from, honestly, you get no break from my voice, I guess. In ads, it's still me talking, so it's always just me talking anyway. But yeah, it's just you and me rocking, hanging out this episode. Okay, recap of what's going on in life right now. Back from Hawaii, because I know my last episode, which by the way, if you haven't listened to, you totally should. I got so much good feedback. I got a bunch of comments and DMs being like, this is the best episode ever, which I truly felt that way editing the episode on the plane ride home. It was an episode with my best friend Hannah and I when we were in Hawaii, and we talked all about Hawaii, our trip, our childhood, like high school, college, just all so many aspects of life. And we got to have her on for a part two, because that seriously was maybe one of my most favorite episodes ever. I think just because we're so close, it was just such a fun episode. We were like laughing the whole time. So if you haven't listened, go give that a listen. But since that episode, I am back from Hawaii and I feel like it's been kind of like a whirlwind. I can't believe that was 2 weeks ago, because right as I got back, then I went to Albany with my sister and Hannah because we flew back to Austin, and then I came back to PA, and then I went to New Jersey with Max and we got Brody from training. I'm sorry if this is confusing, but basically I was all over the place and we picked up Brody from training. He seriously is like a new dog, you guys. No, he's still his same self, but it's crazy how much training works and like how disciplined he is now and literally just how much he learned in this like 2 weeks of training. And I feel like I really didn't talk that much about it on YouTube or Instagram. I just don't really want people's opinions. I feel like I always divulge more on the podcast because, I don't know, you guys are like my OGs, my day ones. And I feel like can get the whole context and not just judge like a quick Instagram story of saying that Brody went to training. Like, I just feel like I get the most negative feedback on Instagram because people don't get the whole situation. Like, I feel like people can be react negatively when people put their dogs in training. But if you guys know me, you would know that Max and I have done a lot of training with Brody in person. We did puppy classes like in person and stuff, but it just worked out really well since I was going to be away in Hawaii for like 2 weeks anyway. And Max obviously was like traveling with hockey. Brody would need to be boarded somewhere. And so we were like, okay, we might as well like two birds, one stone, do the board and train in this program. If you were wondering, it's called Off Leash Philly. We did the Philly location. Off-leash canine training, I think is just what it's called. And the goal is to be able to get them off-leash, which he is able to be off-leash now when I walk him, which is just incredible. Like, I never knew that would be able to happen because I feel like he had very poor leash manners before. And yeah, he's just so well-trained. So nice. I felt like the first day or two, he was just so exhausted and tired from training. And so in the training mode that he kind of like didn't have his personality for a day or two. And I'm like, oh my gosh, go back to the old Brody. I don't even care if you're bad anymore and don't listen to me and don't come. Like, I just want your personality back. But it came right back right as he rested and was back home. And especially when he's like excited around people or with other dogs and stuff, he's like fully his dog self. But now he just listens, and it's shocking. When I tell him to come or stay or whatever, I'm like, it's freaking me out that he's listening to me because he never used to. Well, he would occasionally, like if I had a treat, you know, but now it's like 99% of the time. So anyway, that was amazing. I would like highly, highly recommend. I also just think golden retrievers in general, maybe Brody in specific, really does well with training and really enjoys training. Like if I go work and also with the having a trainer train your dog, it's obviously so much like on you after the fact. Like I do so much training with him on my own to make sure he's keeping up with it and still listening to me. And what was I going to say? Oh yeah, when we like go train outside in the yard or on a walk or whatever, he's like so excited and so happy and his tail's wagging the whole time. Like he loves training. So I think that's just why it worked really well with him. Anyway, enough about all of that. We're just settling in back home in Pennsylvania. But then I did just go home again for my birthday. It's been like a lot of driving. I was home for my birthday to be with my twin sister, my mom. We had our little birthday dinner together. I cannot believe we are 25. In my notes, you guys, I wrote, cannot believe I'm 25, dot, 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 WTF. Like, I'm actually just, it makes no sense to me. You know, when you are a little kid in school and they're like, oh, and or like 15, they would be like, in 10 years, you'll be here. And I probably wrote married with three kids in a mansion. And like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't know. And now I'm like, okay, I still feel 15. Like nothing's changed. So yeah, like 25 freaks me out. I'm like, oh my gosh, ew. I'm not even gonna say it out loud. I'm literally between 20 and 30. I feel like I'm still 18 or 20. What the hell? Like, I can't even think like that. Like I'm fully in my mid-20s. Ugh, okay, moving on from that. But like 25 sounds like a good year, right? Like it sounds like a golden year. Well, for my friend Hannah, because her birthday's on the 25th, it really is her golden year, I guess. But it just sounds like 25 sounds like a good number. It sounds better than like 23 or 24, even though it is older. Anyway, now I'm like fully back settled in Allentown, Pennsylvania, my apartment. I feel like I've been not here so much, and so it's just nice being back. Brody's like snoozing on the couch behind me. We're back in our routine. I have my little workout. We go on our walks, cooking food at home. Like, life is good. And I was with Max here for one night again. LOL. If you know, you know. I always say how I think I've talked about it in my vlogs, but literally since October, we have had like one night at a time together in our apartment, and I'll always think it'll be more. Like when I came back this time, he had gotten sent down. And he was like, oh, I'll probably be home like at least this whole week. And I'm like, don't say that because I know he won't be. Like that is just not how it ever works. We always have one night. And so we had like our one night together. I drove back from visiting home for my birthday. We had our one night together. Then the next day he got the call he was going back up. And I was like, see, I told you, only one night. That's all we ever get. But it's okay. I'm very independent and we're all good. It's just always sad, like saying goodbye, of course. And he's actually about to be away, like Brody and I can't even go visit him in New Jersey because they have like a 2-week road trip of away games. And so honestly, my mom's about to visit on Sunday, which I'm so excited about. She's just going to come for like 2 days. And then maybe since Max will be away for like a full 2 weeks, so Brody and I will just be here chilling, like the two of us. My best friend Louisa may visit. And so I'm so excited for that if she comes. Maybe my friend Caitlin too. So that would be like really fun. It's just always fun for me to have like social plans planned with friends when I'm spending a lot of time alone here, because it like gives me something to look forward to. Okay, last update is that I can't believe we got it finally figured out, because I haven't talked about it on the pod yet, but I talked about it on YouTube and Instagram, that Max and I will officially be in Boston this summer. Pinch me, I'm so excited. Like, oh, I feel like we've talked about it for so long and this has always been the goal, but like the logistics of actually figuring out was kind of the hard part. We finally got it all together. And like last summer, we always were like, oh, we hope to be in Boston this summer. Just never figured it out and stayed here. And we were like, why did we do that? We just like sat here in the off season when we could have been in Boston with other friends, way closer to family, yada, yada, yada. And you guys just know, I feel like I thrive in Boston. I'm just absolutely obsessed with it there. And you know what? Here's me manifesting right now. I plan to, you don't know, I will have a permanent home like in Boston, outside of Boston area one day. And it will be my home that I can go back to anytime during Max's season, that we'll spend off seasons at. Like, yeah, that's happening because I just love it there so much and it just makes so much sense for us. We're literally like between both of our families. Anyway, so what I'm trying to say is figured it out. We're officially going to be there all summer, like, honestly, earlier now, even than we thought. Our initial plan for there actually kind of changed and it worked out even better. Like, we just got so lucky. I won't like take up all your time here, but because it's kind of like a long story, like a little bit of process of what happened, but it worked out so extremely well. And we'll be there, so like the second half of May, June, July, August. And it's going to be literally amazing. I plan to travel a little bit, which will be so much easier from Boston, like the airport right there instead of here where we are in Allentown. It's like an hour from Philly. And then I'm like, okay, do I drive to Philly and like leave my car there? It's like a whole thing, you know? So I don't know, just everything is going to be so good. And I hope my expectations aren't too high because they're pretty much through the roof. And I'm so excited. Oh, and we're in the building that I lived in before I moved here to Pennsylvania, that like I moved out of last I lived in Boston. So it's just gonna be so special. You guys know my best friend Taylor, she still lives there with her boyfriend, so we're like roomies round two. I guess we'll be roomies like down the hall this time, but like not officially in the same apartment, you know. But it literally just worked out so well, and yeah, it was just meant to be. But let's get on into this episode, right? So I feel like I may get emotional. I should warn you at some point because, I don't know, I just feel like this is really deep to talk about personal goals and like ideals that you have for yourself. And yeah, but I wanted to share my higher self and how I feel like I would be functioning, what my higher self looks like, how they act, their attributes and qualities, the ideal best version of myself. Goes as follows. So I actually am grabbing my little journal notebook right here. Wait, this is so cute. I didn't even realize I wrote the date. I'm like, cry. I feel like in the beginning of December, so the date on this little entry, I guess, is December 10th, 2021. And I think in this moment in the beginning of December, I was feeling just a little bit like lost and like, do I even know what my personal goals are? Like, aside from career, maybe career included, I'm like, do I really know what my goals are? Like, I wanted to take a moment to sit down, and literally the title is like up at the top. I wrote the best version of me, and I wrote all these like bullet points of like, for example, so it's like, it just goes along with the best version of me. So like the first one is the best version of me wakes up early, gets enough sleep, things like that. So I just wrote all these little like attributes of what I feel like my higher self has, does, and I'm sure I'm missing some things in like certain categories of life, but I just think it's really meant to be that I have this from 3 months ago that I'm gonna like look back at. And I think I have these qualities at certain time and do some of these things every day, but I'm not doing all of these things like 100% of the time at the same time, if that makes sense. And so I'm always working towards this. I don't think I'll ever be perfect, but I think it's just good for me to like write this down on paper and sort of manifest this best version of myself for me, you know? And it's helped me in the past when, sorry, I'm getting chatty all of a sudden, but it's helped me in the past when I am conflicted or am struggling with like discipline. If I'm like, oh, I want to like stay up all night and eat junk food and like watch movies and stuff. And I'm like, that's great sometimes, but the best version of myself, like, you know, cracks down when it's time to crack down and works hard and knows if they have to get up early for a workout class or a flight or something, they're going to prioritize. Number two, prioritizes getting enough sleep because that's the best version of myself. That's what it's doing. That's what she's doing. And so it's helped me sort of like stay aligned with like my values and goals at times. And I also wanted to mention that this idea of like a higher self isn't new. Like I know my friend Tori, who I want to shout out, didn't create this, I don't think, but I definitely got this idea from her back in the day and it really, really, really stuck with me and resonated. And that's why I like mentioned it throughout different podcast episodes of mine, which is that, so Tori, what I'm trying to say, Tori DeSimone, she has a podcast called Manifest, so fitting, and she would talk about this higher version of herself being like the best version of herself. So that really resonated with me, what I'm trying to say. So I got this whole idea of like higher version of myself from her. So I just want to like shout out her because that idea really comes from her. Okay, here we go because I've just talked so much. Best version of myself, the best version of me goes as follows. Wakes up early. But then secondly, the second one is gets enough sleep and prioritizes that because I'm someone who can make myself wake up early. Like I can make myself get up at 6 or 7, but I will feel like crap all day, you know, if I don't make myself go to bed early. And I so struggle with going to bed early. Like I can get physically in bed, but making my brain shut off is so hard for me. Like my mind just runs wild when I get in bed. Like I feel like I can't control my thoughts. I get so anxious and I just like worry. So that's something I'm working on. The best version of myself can help quiet my thoughts and meditates and, you know, has tools that she uses to combat that, but I'm just working on that one step at a time. Okay, another thing that the best version of me does is balances life with well-being. What does that even mean? I'm like, Gretchen, what are you writing down? But I think that makes sense. Balances everyday life with, yeah, overall well-being, practices self-care on the daily, like taking care of myself, and I don't even know how to phrase this, but I feel like sort of like appearance, because that's something that's important to me, and the best version of myself knows that that like affects how I feel too, so like doing my hair, makeup, little things like that, taking care of my body, positive self-talk, journaling, being honest with myself and others, etc. My best version of myself eats to feel fueled and good, eats for overall health and longevity, moves my body to feel good and longevity again. Oh, this is just making me feel good reading this because sometimes I get it twisted and I'm like, oh, I want to look a certain way. But I'm like, no, the best version of myself literally eats to feel good and feel fueled throughout my day so I can take Brody on the longest walk ever and record my podcast and call my mom and clean my apartment and I don't know, just like do all the things, you know? And I eat well for my overall health and to live a long, happy life. I move my body to feel good, not for how I look. I work out consistently in a way that feels good to me. I stick to my promises to myself and others, which by the way, I've talked about before. I think sticking to promises that you make to yourself and others is the key to building confidence. Like if you are keeping the promises you make to yourself, you will feel like a confident person. The best version, higher version of myself makes friends and family a priority. For example, like I got specific. I feel like for manifesting, the more specific you can get, the better. So making friends and family a priority to me looks like remembering their birthdays, giving them birthday gifts, checking in, calls, texts, etc. The higher version of myself reads before bed every night to wind down, limits phone time as much as possible since I know deep down that very much negatively affects my mental health. Higher version of myself is a caring, loving, thoughtful girlfriend. Maintains independence in each and every day, asks for help and delegates when necessary, keeps time in the day for Brody, quality time like walks, play, cuddles, grooming, etc. That one's so special to me since I was talking about earlier how dogs are literally angels and gifts to us and we don't deserve them. And I don't know, Brody is just like so sacred to me and so special. Doesn't spend money frivolously. Yeah, I could work on that one. Higher version of myself prioritizes a planned and funded future. What am I trying to say? I think just being careful with my finances, always being financially independent and smart as I can be, but also has fun. You know, I should have that on here. Higher version of myself has fun because that's like important in life, right? To not always be working and always so serious. Like, you should be having fun and finding joy in everyday life. Doesn't procrastinate, deals with work right away. As I'm like, have fun. And I'm like, no, literally works herself to the bone. Works through stress in a positive way. No shit talking, walks, meditates, etc. Donates money, time, clothing to charity, friends, and family. Is disciplined even when it's hard. That's a good one for me to read and remember because I feel like maybe this is just me being hard on myself, but I feel like I'm someone that struggles with discipline. But then any of my friends or family are like, Gretchen, you are very disciplined. You literally work for yourself and everything that you do and like post on social media and stuff is like self-motivated. Like you don't have anyone telling you to do it. So like you are disciplined. But I just feel like in little ways I wish I was more disciplined, like being on my phone less, making myself go to bed earlier, I don't know, things like that, you know, like keeping promises to myself, because I feel like sometimes I'll tell myself I'm going to do one thing, and then I don't, you know. So yeah, that's just a little list that I wrote back in December, and I'm sure I'm missing some, but I think that's like a pretty good start. And I remember being emotional, like writing that, and I might have shared some of that with Max, and I was like, emotional because I feel like there's obviously room for growth and progress. So it made me emotional, like sort of accepting that I'm not where I want to be, but also like finding peace with where I'm at right now and just having goals for like where I want to be in the future. I don't know. Also, next up, before we get into all of your guys, what you wrote in, well, I guess this is what one of you wrote in, Emily. Shout out Emily again, who had the idea for this episode. I said, take it away, girl. If you have ideas for the best version of yourself and sort of what that looks like for you, let me know and I will share in this episode since this was all your idea anyway. So she was really specific, which I love, and I just love everything she wrote. It's really sweet, and I've noticed like several common themes in what a lot of you wrote in, and hers reminds me how I feel like a lot of people's are just very simple, like on the simple things in life, goals for just lifestyle overall and finding joy in the everyday simple things like that. So Emily says, I will live near the beach in Rhode Island. Oh, see, I love how specific this is because she like has her goals and like knows where she wants to be. She's going to live near the beach in Rhode Island, which sounds so lovely. She's going to wake up in the morning and take her future puppy for a walk, leaving her phone at home, which sounds lovely. I love that she's like, I'm going to have a puppy and we're going to go on this nice walk. No technology. I will notice the way the wind blows through my hair and how the waves crash on the shore. This is also so sweet too. I can literally visualize this. And to me, this really just screams presence. Like just being so present, feeling the wind in your hair, being just really observant in nature and just like feeling the joy and like magic of nature around you. Like nature is so special and so grounding. And she is going to feel really present in this moment. She says, I feel free, which is so lovely. I just love everything she wrote. After my puppy swims, I will take him back home and dry him off with his very own puppy towel. So sweet. I love that detail. My beach house will be big enough so that my parents can stay as long as they want. It's as much theirs as it is mine. Again, so sweet, like thinking of your family and how you just want to share like what you have in your space with them. There'll be room for dogs to run and kids to play outside. This is just painting such a sweet picture in my mind. Aren't you guys like feeling all the good vibes? I'll have kids, my house will be warm and inviting for guests. I started to like paraphrase here a little bit, but essentially she knows she wants to have kids and a family one day. She wants her house to be warm. I remember she said she wanted it to be in like neutral, inviting tones, cozy, inviting for guests, stay as long as they want. I'll have an outdoor fire pit to roast marshmallows. That's the last thing she put. And again, I love that, like get specific, because seriously, you guys, if you write these things down in a journal, like even simple things like, I am going to live in a blue house that has three bedrooms in this city, I'm going to work this job, and my husband or wife is going to be like this, and I'm going to have this many kids, and I don't know, I just think the most specific you can get, you're going to look back at one day and be like, wow, I accomplished so many of my goals, or I literally invented my dream life and made it happen, and here we are. And even if it's not exactly perfect, we made some pivots along the way, like it's usually pretty dang close. And I just feel like you really can design your reality and future to a certain degree, you know? So I love the idea of that though, because it feels like you have a lot more control and say in your life than maybe you think. Okay, let's get into what you guys wrote in, because I can't wait to share them. Again, like there's a lot of shared themes throughout. I wanted to mention in the beginning, there's so many about having a family, husband, wife, being a parent, which I thought was so sweet, about traveling, being present, sort of like career education goals, feeling fulfilled overall and just happy overall. And yeah, I love that. Again, just uplifting, very good vibes. First one, here we go. Having a family, loving marriage, and a job I don't despise, which made me giggle a little bit at the end. But I think a lot of people relate to that, especially if you're younger, just starting out in a job where you're like, okay, if this is sort of the pathway to the job that I know I want one day, this will lead me there. Maybe I just have to grind a little bit, get through it. But I would hope that we all could find ourselves in a job or career one day that we don't despise and is fulfilling. I don't know, in many ways, like you feel purpose, you feel happy with what you're doing, you feel like interested in your work, your coworkers, everything like that. And I think we all get there one day. And maybe if you're feeling like you're not getting there and you've been in your career for a while, a pivot is never a bad thing and could be a really good thing. But again, I wanted to point out in this one, she said a job I don't despise. And I think what would be even better is to write in a job I truly love. You know what I mean? Because I just think your brain is wired in that way to be like, yes, I'm gonna have a job that I truly love, and not get it twisted and being like, I despise my job, you know? This next one says, confident in choices that I make every day, being patient, calm, and chill. I like this one. I'm gonna read it again because I need to hear it. My brain needs to hear this. Confident in choices that I make every day, being patient, calm, and chill. Because I would say I'm not patient, calm, or chill. And I second guess a lot of times, or not really second guess my choices. I would say I'm pretty decisive in some way. Sometimes I'm weirdly indecisive, but most of the time I'm pretty decisive. But a lot of times I don't think I'm second guessing my choices. I just worry about like where I'm at in life. So yeah, I guess that is second guessing my choices, because I'm like, have I made the right choices that have led me to where I am? Like, should I be living in Pennsylvania? Should I be in the career that I'm in? Should I be, I don't know, decorating my apartment this way, eating this way, working out this way, having the dog that I have, surrounding myself with the friends that I have? Like, I just question everything, and it's like, why do I do that? I don't know. Does anyone else feel that way? I think that's just like the overthinker in me sometimes, because I'm like, I'm good, I'm happy. But then I'm like, why am I worried? Also, it's probably comparison too, just comparing myself to like other people and where they're at in their life's choices. I don't know. Next one is to accept criticism without letting it define me. That one's good. I think a lot of people struggle with accepting criticism, but maybe the best version of all of ourselves can accept criticism better. Finding happiness in every moment, even in adversity. This, I think, is so good, and I think I'm patting myself on the back. I'm really good at this. No, but I think this could be a strength of mine in moments. I immediately think to, sorry, we're getting sad and deep, but we're going there. This is a deep episode. Even when the hardest, most traumatic, horrible thing in my life happened, losing a parent, losing my dad very unexpectedly, I really pushed myself to, maybe it wasn't finding happiness, but finding sort of a reason or a silver lining is how I've always put it in that moment, which was a big moment of adversity. And the silver lining I found in losing my parent, losing literally my best friend, I was so close with my dad. We talked all day, every day. We're not going to get emotional here. It's like, we're doing good. My silver lining was just that I could relate to so many of you and sort of be there for so many of you that have also lost a parent. It felt like such an isolating feeling. And so having that community aspect and just being there for you guys meant so much to me, because I just wanted to hug each and every one of you that have ever lost a parent. Cause I'm like, oh, I know that feeling, and I wish we didn't all know it, but we all know it so well. And I just don't want anyone else to ever have to experience it. And I just want to hug all of you and just being able to share my grieving process and what helped me and tips and little things here and there just really helped me. And like hearing from other people that have lost a parent helped me. So just knowing that we could all help each other was definitely a silver lining. Moving on, feeling genuine love for myself that'll transfer to the love I put out into the world. So sweet. And this really reminds me of another one. I might have wrote it down later on. I remember a girl wrote in and said, like, feeling enough love for myself that I can also love others, or loving myself enough that I could eventually be in a relationship that I can also reciprocate love. Because I know if you struggle to find love in yourself and loving yourself, you can struggle to love others or accept love from others, you know? This next one says, making everyone who walks into a room feel welcome. This is so sweet and such a power, like such a good attribute to have, to make everyone feel welcome and included. I always strive to do this as well. This says, a job where I can help people and bring joy to them every day. Oh, so sweet. I envision you, whoever wrote this in, as like sunshine. This immediately makes me think of you work with children, or you're a nurse, something like that, like just helping and obviously bring them joy. This one says anxiety free, which I put because I can relate to this. I feel like as I've grown up, I've become more anxious. I don't know why, like I'm more and more worried and feeling anxious and like out of control. Maybe that's kind of what it is, in moments where I'm like, I don't even know what I'm feeling anxious about in this moment. It's just happening. And which is why it's even more scary, because I'm like, I'm good. Everything's good. Like, why am I so stressed and like want to cry? The best version of myself is, well, maybe not anxiety free, but deals with anxious thoughts in a healthy way. And I think I'm still learning, and just know that I relate to you, and a lot of people deal with anxiety or anxious thoughts. Because I wouldn't diagnose myself and say like I have anxiety. I would just say I know I feel anxious at time and have anxious thoughts. This says, proud of my body and in love with myself enough to be in a relationship. So yeah, that was the one I was mentioning earlier. Oh, I love that. Proud of your body. Another one I put later on is like finding peace with where you're at right now, which I think is so, so important. Next one says, financially free and stable. I love this. I think this is so important. I think our higher self, everyone's higher self, really includes being financially free and stable. Such a free feeling. Living every day like it's my last and enjoying every single moment. Oh, I love that. That just sounds like adventurous and loving and carefree and fun. Surrounding myself with only people who lift me up and add value to my life. Love this one. So important. I think if you can get really sort of, what's a word I'm looking for? Observant with how you feel when you're around certain people, and being really like conscious in your choices of trying to spend more time around people that make you feel better and less time around people that make you feel worse. And yeah, again, add value to your life. Like, this is just smart. This reminds me of the quote, you are the sum of the five people you spend the most time with, or something. So make it people who lift you up or a positive influence and add value. Oh, this one I love. There's only a few that wrote them this way, but I think this is the best way to write them. Like, write your higher self as if she's already happening and you are just like striving to be her. Like, I literally think of my higher self as she is out there existing and I can be her if I just work towards it. Does that sound crazy? So I love the way this one's written. She knows she is safe in her body and she doesn't question herself because of others. this one's so good. She knows she's safe in her body. Like, I don't know why that one sounds emotional to me, because I think a lot of women especially can feel that feeling of not feeling safe or comfortable in their body, but it's like the best version of yourself does. So I know that you can too, and doesn't question herself because of others is so good. Knowing when and how to rest well. This one I also put because I don't know how to do this, and I try and I fail and I'm not that good at it. And I just know that I'm not that good at it because I think back to my episode with Hannah in Hawaii, and I remember at one point she goes, you know what, Gretchen, I think you need to, and I thought she was about to say, just work a little harder or be a little disciplined. I don't know why I thought she was going to say that. Like, obviously that's kind of like rude. Like, I don't think she would have said that to me, but I thought she was going to be like, I think you need to just like focus or be disciplined. And what she ended up saying is, I think you need to like plan in some rest. Like, you need to have some rest days. Like, you don't ever really take a day off. And I started laughing. I'm like, ooh, that immediately sounds uncomfortable and like not good to me, because I'm not good at it and I'm not used to it. And I'm always just like, well, why would I plan this moment for rest when I could be doing something like worth my time and being productive, which is not healthy. Like, you need to have some healthy rest moments. So definitely the best version of myself knows how to rest. This one says, having a fenced in yard for the dogs. Again, so sweet. All the dog ones. I love it. How many times in this episode I'm like, oh, so uplifting, so sweet. But all of these just give me like the warm, fuzzy feelings. Finding true happiness. Sorry, I feel like I'm gasping for air in this episode too. I really hope that doesn't annoy you. And please let me know if it does, and I can like go through and edit it more. But I feel like between each word, I'm like, maybe it's because I talk really quick, so then I need to like catch my breath. Sorry about that. This one says, finding true happiness within myself and loving each day. Finding joy in my days. Again, so good. Finding joy in every day, I think, is like the true way and to go about life and like meaning of life in a way. Stop letting myself think I can't reach a goal. Love this one. Get out of your own way, sis. I do this too. I think we all do, where we forfeit a goal that we sort of think of and we like shoot it down right away because we think we can't do it and that it's unachievable. But write it down. You never know. You can work your way there. You never know how powerful like speaking it into existence is and just trying. Like, what's the worst that happens? Is that you fail and you can pivot or you can try again? You never know. So you might as well try. Or you'll always wonder, what if? Sharing as much time and energy as possible with the people I love. Can love this. This makes me think of a quote recently, or just an idea I heard, which is kind of morbid, so warning. But it was basically like, you never at like a funeral are like, oh, it was kind of about like grieving, I think, because it was like, no matter how sad the pain is of losing someone, you would never say, I would take away all our experiences together and all our happiness and good moments and like our whole relationship because that's how bad this pain is. Like, I don't want to feel this pain. Like, you would never be like, this pain outweighs all the good times, because you recognize within yourself that all of the good times and happiness and love you felt for this person, dog, whatever it is, whatever loss, type of loss it is, it doesn't outweigh how sad you are. So no matter how sad you are, it's like you have all those good moments and that was so impactful and so special and such a relationship that you cherish. So that reminds me of this quote, that sharing, you never regret sharing as much time and energy as possible with the people you love. Oh, that's like another thing I saw. It was like, you never say, I spent too much time with my best friend, my mom, my dog, whoever it is. Like, you would never say that. At peace with decisions I've made and will make, even the tough ones in the moment. At peace with decisions I've made and will make, even the tough ones in the moment, having calm thoughts. Love this, and I am inspired by the having the calm thoughts, because I think I could work on that too. Oh, this one's just really sweet and simple to me. Baking, having babies, homemaking, exercising, and enjoying life. Like, so simple, so sweet, and that one just sounds really like pure and cute to me. Being a healthy influence on those around me. Love that. having the ability to not compare myself to others, so important. But again, I think something that no one will ever be perfect at, like maybe it's just human nature to compare yourself to others. But when you're really stuck in comparison and comparing yourself all the time, that's no good. It's unhealthy and just makes you feel like crap. So in those moments when I catch myself in comparison, I try to shut my laptop, turn off my phone, be present in the moment, cuddle with my dog, light a candle, dance to some music, just be really present. Go ground yourself, touch some grass, run your hands through the ocean. If you're by the ocean, feel the sand on your feet. You know, it's like the simple things in life are what actually matter, not comparing how you look to someone else your age that you grew up with, you know, or your career situation or financially or anything relationship wise. Like, you are right where you're supposed to be, okay? Slowing down to enjoy the little things and being present in the moment. Love this one. Again, the being present is what we're all striving for, because I feel like maybe it's like the way we're raised in sort of the education system. Everything makes you be like, okay, well, I have to prepare and study for this test so that I can get into the best classes in my next grade and then get into college so that I can have the best job. It's like we're always looking forward, and it's like, can we just enjoy right now and like slow down a second? This one, of course, I had to include. This girl's ideal version of herself has a golden retriever. That one's so good. Like, you are specific. Seriously, write that down. I will have a golden retriever, because you are, and they're going to make you so damn happy. I know it. Coming home to someone who shows me love every day. Oh, so good. Like, I just love this one. You are speaking it into existence, especially if you have had a relationship that has sort of fell short, or you're like, wow, I know I deserve better. I know I deserve someone who shows me unconditional love every day. Write that down. My higher self looks forward to going to the gym because it makes her feel good. Yes, queen, go off. That's exactly how I feel. I always want to focus on movement because it makes me feel good, not for any other reason other than like overall health and well-being, of course. Stability and routines, but also flexibility to enjoy life. This I feel like I struggle with at times, because I try to be so disciplined and be like, Gretchen, this is your routine that you're going to stick to every day, and be so disciplined with like you're eating nutritious foods and foods that make you feel good and cooking at home and your workouts and being efficient and productive and fulfilled and reading and all these things. And it's like, wait, can I have some flexibility sometimes though, and like have some spontaneity? So it's definitely a balance. Fulfillment in all ways, career, health, love, family, we can get there through gratitude, she writes. Oh, I love that. Sorry I'm saying she so much, but like honestly, I think all of these written in were 99% by women. I just know most of you following me are girls, but to any of the guys out there listening, shout out, love you. But yeah, I mean, copying all these over, they were all like female names. That's why I'm saying she. But this one is really like, hits the nail on the head. Fulfillment in all ways. I think that's what we're all deep down looking for, right? To be perceived as a kind soul by all who I encounter. So good. Such a good thing to work towards. Like, you always want to leave a kind impression on those around you in your personal life, but also you just run into, like strangers. I love this one. Spending more time off my phone in the mornings. Let me say that again for those of you that struggle with this problem like I do. Spending more time off my phone. And you know what? Not even in the mornings. All times during the day. It's literally an addiction. Like, it's a drug being on your phone. I don't know what it is. Like, it's just so addicting. But I always feel crappy after. If I'm like, Gretchen, I'm taking this moment to unwind, scroll through TikTok, have a good laugh, I feel fine. But if I let it distract me from something else I'm doing in the moment, especially if I'm with other people, oh my gosh, immediately jail. Like, no, you literally are spending time with another human being that you probably care about right in front of you, and you're going to scroll on TikTok. Like, no, be present. So we can all be better with that one, I'm sure. The best version of me makes mistakes and learns from them. She isn't perfect. This one's so good. She wrote how perfection is not the goal. It's like making mistakes, learning from them, and just being human. Love this. Happiness not attached to anyone or anything. This is so important, because if you attach, like, I feel like very blessed and lucky that I have just always been so happy overall as a person and just optimistic. That's like in my personality ingrained since I was an infant. I don't know. I just feel very lucky in that way. And I feel lucky that my happiness has always been there and has had dips, of course, like when I lost my dad. But luckily, it wasn't only attached to him. I'm sure a part of my happiness was attached to how happy I was with my dad and our relationship. And a part of me always feels like it's missing with him being gone. Yet, I still have my happiness because it's like within me at my core and it isn't attached to just one person or one place or anything. So that one's very key. Being assured in myself, not needing approval or validation from friends or family. So good. I think a lot of us feel this way at times. I think not needing validation at all and your own validation being enough is so important because at the end of the day, you have yourself, right? So loving yourself and being proud of yourself needs to be enough. Being the sunshine in people's lives around me. Oh, again, this reminds me of just like leaving a kind impression on people. No one makes you happier than like that one person that's like sunshine in your life, right? And I think this is like such a good goal to be like this because then everyone in your life is going to love you extra and want to have you around all the time because you make them feel good about themselves. Making and eating dinner each night with my significant other. Oh, again, just good vibes. Cooking at home, simple joys of life. Making other people feel good about themselves and feeling good about myself. So this is a good one to go off of the being sunshine in other people's lives. Like, yes, make others feel good about themselves. I feel like that's a way I always try to be, especially with new people when I'm trying to make friends, is like people always love to talk about themselves. Like it's kind of just fact. So I love to ask people about themselves and because I'm genuinely curious, not I'm like manipulating them to be my friend, but I'm genuinely always so curious when I meet people and I just know that people love talking about themselves and I want to make them feel good about themselves because then they'll have like a positive association with being with me and we'll just have like positive thoughts about me as a person overall, but at the same time, feeling good about myself as well as making them feel good about themselves. Okay, three more. Finding peace in where I'm at. Yes, I mentioned that one earlier. So important. This one really reminds me whenever I've talked about being on a health, self-love, body, love, fitness journey, whatever journey you're in, that's great. And I don't want to take away from that. However, I think finding peace with where you are right now is really important. Even if you're like, Gretchen, I'm not absolutely content with where I'm at. I know I'm on a stepping stone in my journey. That's great. But I think finding peace with where you're at and how far you've come is very important. And I don't think you'll ever truly be fully happy if you can't also be find happiness in the moment and find peace with where you're at. Being okay with spending time by myself. Oh, speaking to my soul here. But you know what? I know you can do it because I have found happiness in spending time by myself and found the joy in my own company, but it did just take time and lots of practice for me in specific. And the one I thought that would be good to end off with was following my dreams rather than society's dreams. So good. This reminds me so much of college where everyone is like, oh, my parents want me to do this, or my counselor said I should do this, or my sports coach, or deep down, I feel like society is telling me to be a doctor and go to med school, but I actually want to be a music major, be like in our school of communication, whatever it is. And it's like, I just always would say to people in college, like, this is your time to be selfish. Like, do what you actually want to do. You don't live with your parents anymore. Don't, you know, all of this is with a grain of salt. I feel like some people maybe don't have the luxury. If you have to do a certain career path for whatever reason, if you are trying to provide for your family or whatever circumstance you're in, like, I'm not trying to take that away. But if you have the luxury of being selfish and doing what you want and going after what you want, I think at least at some point in our lives, we all would have that choice to do something that we actually want to do versus what we feel like we should do. Like, go for it. You just have this one life to live, and living life on your own terms and by your own rules is so freeing and so important. And I just really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I loved reading through these. Again, like the common themes were just finding fulfillment, joy, just overall being happy, like living a happy life, feeling fulfilled. Maybe all these little things, maybe materialistic things like the home by the beach or the dog or the husband, or I honestly didn't see, which was so refreshing. I didn't even see like designer bag or designer car or something, because we all realize deep down that that's not even what matters. But I think even the material things sort of speak to just the life that you're looking for in general. And again, I just reiterate how powerful it is, pen to paper, writing it down, manifesting your dream life. Like, if any of you are sitting here being like, okay, this sounds very like woo-woo and I don't know about that, I used to think that way too, but it seriously is so true. Or even things that I haven't even written down that I've just focused on in my head. Like, I think back to my 18-year-old self would be so proud of me being independent, would be so happy that I have like a loving, healthy relationship, that not only I'm so happy and feel so loved in, but also I feel so blessed, another silver lining, that I can sort of share my happy, healthy relationship and be a role model for those of you that are looking for like a model healthy relationship. That reminds me, side note, that in therapy once my therapist said, do you have a model relationship that you look after or that you can sort of turn to if you ever have struggles? And I was like, wow, I've never thought of that. Like, that is so helpful to think of these relationships of people I know. I honestly think of like one of my friend's parents. I just love every aspect of their relationship and being able to turn to them as sort of like mentors, or just watching how they interact is so helpful. And what I'm trying to say is like being that way for you guys. Like, I get messages for you guys being like, oh, your healthy relationship with Max like taught me I deserve more. I'm just like looking for my Max, and it's so sweet to me. And yeah, I didn't even write down like I'm gonna find this boyfriend, but it's like he really checks off all my boxes. Again, being like financially independent, and I already said independence on my own, but like having a dog, like keeping up with my relationships that are important to me. Like, I feel like focusing on these things that are important to me, I've really sort of, I don't know, manifested them, spoken them into existence, and worked on them. And so that's why I'm like proud of where I'm at and everything that's going on in my life. So I could talk so much about this, obviously, but I hope this episode helped you guys. I hope it gave you maybe some ideas of things you want to manifest for yourself in your life, some things to focus on, and maybe you have a clearer picture of your higher self and what that looks like. So yeah, I love you guys so, so much. Thank you for listening to this episode, and I will catch you in my next one.